Thank you very much, Mr. President. My delegation wishes to congratulate and commend you on the work you have carried out in leading this convention this year. We value your instrumental leadership and guidance in ensuring that the meeting is productive and successful. South Africa aligns itself with the statement delivered by Nigeria on behalf of the African group and have the following remarks in a national capacity. Mr. President, in 2023, the use of anti-personnel mines and cluster munitions has grown alarmingly and casualties have spiked dramatically. South Africa has been one of the most active African nations in the global process to ban anti-personnel mines. South Africa played a prominent role in the Ottawa process and was a member of the core group of governments that took responsibility for developing and promoting the mine ban treaty. South Africa is deeply concerned over the threat posed by explosive remnants of war and anti-personnel mines, including improvised explosive devices, and their devastating impact on civilians, especially women and children. IEDs are widespread and are a growing threat on the African continent and everywhere else in the world. The prevalence of IEDs represents a complex security threat that can lead to instability and violence in regions where they are used. In order to effectively tackle this threat, the root cause of terrorism needs to be urgently addressed. We call upon states to condemn any use of landmines, as this is a clear violation of international law and a setback to the work that has been done towards the achievement of a mine-free world. Mr. President, we remain concerned about the lack of progress towards the universalization of the convention. We remain particularly concerned about the number of states that continue to hold significant stockpiles of anti-personnel mines and have yet to join the convention. Universalization should remain one of our priorities. In this regard, South Africa welcomes the decision of our fellow compatriot, the state of Eritrea, to remain a state party, thus contributing to the success of the convention. South Africa has constantly emphasized that mine victims still face a number of challenges, which include, among others, reintegration, inadequate medical emergency and ongoing medical care services, lack of accessibility to some victims, especially those in remote areas, lack of physical and social support, discrimination in the job market, and others. I wish to underscore that the care of victims should be a long-term undertaking by states. To prevent further victims, we urge all states and parties to armed conflicts to immediately stop using, producing, and transferring the stockpiling anti-personnel landmines and cluster munitions. Mr. President, the integration of a gender perspective into mine action has become a core element as reflected in the action plan and political declaration. This fits well with South Africa's prioritization to gender and conflict resolution as advanced during our term on the UN Security Council. South Africa's prioritization to empower women in the ambit of conflict resolution, mediation, and negotiation can be further promoted through the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. South Africa congratulates all newly appointed office holders that will serve in various committees and work towards advancing the work of the convention effectively. We remain committed to the eradication of anti-personnel mines, as well as the goals of the implementation of this convention. Thank you, Mr. President.